So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello everyone, I'm your host Betty. Thanks for listening into the podcast tonight. This is it, guys. I'm not sure we're going to be getting a season 2, but if we do, I'll be covering it. But for right now, I'm not sure. I do have some news about the show in a news segment, but I know I'm not sure about a TV show though. It's news about a new movie. So, but anyway, as for the future of this podcast, right now I've got a poll going on Facebook for the next show that I'm going to cover. You have till Friday to get your votes in on there. The options are WandaVision, Cobra Kai, and The Mandalorian. So, yeah, if y'all want me to talk about one of those three shows, just go on over there to vote. So let's just jump into the discussion of this episode. The synopsis reads, as the Flag Smashers escalate their efforts, Sam and Bucky take action. So, yes, this episode, it starts out right where the last one left off. Carly is making her move on the GRC, vote, council, and, it shows, Sam, you know, he flies in, you know, all you see is this blue ball of light, and he's talking to Bucky on comms, and Bucky is, he's walking through the crowd, and Sam tells Bucky that he's called in some backup, and there's a guy that walks past Bucky and asks him, are you supposed to be back here, and all this, and Bucky looks at him, and she, it's Sharon, because she takes off this mask and reveals that it's her. And of course, I guess she is the backup that Sam calls, because he thanks her for coming and everything. And anyway, he flies overhead and lands on the building. And Carly, she's telling her Flag Smashers to make their move now because he's here. And they start throwing gas bombs into the area. And the people, they start evacuating, and I'm going to do something right here, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but hold on.
Sharon, Bucky, what's going on your end?
Nothing, all quiet.
I'm sorry, wait.
Who are you?
Captain America.
Captain America was on the moon.
So, yeah, there you have it. We have a new Captain America, and he looks awesome, by the way. Anyways, Sam, you know, he's up there, and he realizes that, you know, Carly's not moving in, so the, you know, so the Flag Smashers are trying to drive everybody out so she can take hostages, and he starts telling one of the agents that, you know, we got to keep everybody in, but he's interrupted by, I can't remember this guy's name, but he's the one that has a beef with Falcon. Sorry, Captain America. So they start fighting, and then Bucky and Sharon come into the building, and of course everybody's running around, it's all chaos, and Bucky gets a phone call from Carly, and he starts talking to her on the phone, and I think Sharon starts pursuing the people that are going downstairs. Bucky's on the phone with Carly, and she's talking about how she doesn't it doesn't matter if she lives or dies, you know, what she's doing. She's doing something bigger than herself. And Bucky says that, you don't think I've never fought for anything that was bigger than myself? I know how these things end. I've done them and failed twice. Meanwhile, all the DRC officials or government officials, whoever they are getting gathered up into these evacuation vehicles, and there's a guy that's walking around, and he puts these devices on the backs of the doors so that they can't escape. And Sam, he's still fighting that other guy upstairs, and then it goes back to, well, it goes back to Bucky, and he's on the phone with Carly, and she's, you know, he's telling her that she shouldn't go down this path, you know, that she should try something else, and she says that if that's how you feel, then maybe you should sit this one out, and, you know, of course, Bucky says, I'm not gonna do that. And she ends the call with him and tells him that he's been a big help, because of course all she's been doing is trying to distract him and keep him from, you know, finding out what she's doing with all the downstairs with all the people. So Bucky gets down to the basement and he gets on a motorcycle and he goes in pursuit of the vehicles that the DRC officials are in. And Sharon, you know, she's walking and she puts that guy that locked the people in those vehicles, she walks up to him, you know, bumps into him, and he gets into his vehicle, and all of a sudden it does this weird smoke thing and it blows up, and so she got rid of him that way, and she had planted mercury vapors on him or something like that. And anyway, so meanwhile up on the roof, there are people that are getting into a helicopter, and of course, you know, and it's about to take off, and Sam is still fighting that one guy down, you know, in the building, and Sharon tells him that he better speed things up because the helicopter is fixing to take off. But he's like, he tells Bucky, you know, or calls Bucky on the intercoms, and Bucky's like, I don't do the flying thing, that's all you, man. So Sam finishes up, you know, he gets that. I mean, he doesn't get the guy, but he makes it where he can get away from that guy so that he can go help the people in the helicopter. They're more pressing than this guy is right at the moment. So he's in pursuit of the helicopter, and he has Red Wing scanned to see if anybody in the helicopter has flight training. And as he's scanning, he finds a woman in there. But then the guy that's flying the helicopter starts shooting at Red Wing. So meanwhile, down on the ground, Carly and her people are waiting for the vehicles to arrive, and she is talking about that they will have to kill every last one of them if they have to. And her people don't like this, you know. They're like, I thought we were going to use them as, you know, as leverage, you know, as hostages. And she's like, well, you know, if we have to die trying to for the cause, and then that's what we're going to have to do. And again, her people, they don't want to die for this cause. They don't want to die. They want to live. So, but she turns around and, you know, and she says, one world, one people. And everybody is hesitant to agree with her. But they do. And back up in the sky, Sam, you know, he's trying to get the helicopter. And there's a police helicopter up there, too. And the bad guy starts playing chicken with the good guy. Or with the police helicopter, and he makes the police helicopter go down, and Sam has to save the police inside that helicopter, and he grabs them and he lands on the bridge, and the helicopter comes down, and Sam covers himself with his wings and deflects the helicopter. So that's how we learn that Sam has vibranium wings now. So meanwhile, back with the trucks, Carly is trying to take to get him, and Bucky arrives on the scene, and he starts fighting with one of the flag smashers, and so she comes up with the idea to for a diversion to set one of the trucks on fire, so he'll have to you know, distract him, so he'll have to save somebody's life. And as they're doing that, and as Bucky's trying to open the door, John Walker comes up, and he starts, he comes up, and Carly's like, apologizing, I didn't mean to kill your friend, I don't mean to kill people who don't matter. And of course, rightfully so, this upsets John Walker, and he joins in on the fight. So But Bucky, he finally gets the door open to the armored truck, and one of the guys that gets out of the truck thanks him for saving his life. And I feel like this was probably one of the first times that Bucky has ever been thanked for, you know, doing a heroic act. And it's kind of satisfying to see that happen for Bucky. But anyways, he joins John Walker in trying to stop the Flag Smashers, and they're all fighting, and Carly knocks Bucky off of the ledge there, and so he drops down to the bottom. Back up in the air, Sam, he's talking to the lady that knows how to fly helicopters, and he's telling her that what they're going to do is going to require perfect timing, so that when they count to five, she needs to take over the controls. But as he's flying next to the helicopter, the guy that's flying it shoots at him, and he knocks him off, and then some big cylinder, I don't know what they're called, falls down onto him into the water. And but Sam gets up out of the water, and he's like, you know, boy, you just earned your ass whooping. But anyway, and he goes, he starts flying back, and him and Isla, that's the lady that can fly the helicopter's name, they start counting down from five, and he throws the shield in there, knocks the guy out of the plane, the helicopter, and she takes over the controls and saves the day and everything. And so everybody's all good up in there. And so back down on the ground, John Walker, he's fighting with Carly Morgenthau, and she gets the better of him and knocks him down. And then she runs to the armored truck and tries to drive it off of the ledge there, and she jumps out. And John Walker, you know, we don't know at this point what he's going to do. He has to make a decision. Is he going to go and help the people in that armored truck, or is he going to go after Carly? And all of a sudden, you know, because Bucky's down at the bottom, and he's seeing this this armored truck coming at him, and all of a sudden it stops, and John Walker made the right decision. And right here, you know, everybody was hating on John Walker because of, you know, Pat, you know, what he's done in the past and everything, and you know, but this was Marvel's way of redeeming the character, and they did a beautiful job, because, you know, he made the right decision. And I remember being like so proud of John Walker for making the right decision right here to save those people. But again, Carly and her Flag Smashers come over there, and they start fighting John Walker, and he falls down there where Bucky is, and so the armored car starts falling, and we see it stop all of a sudden, and you don't quite know how it stopped like that. But it may have gotten caught on something or something, but it pans over, and we see that it did get caught on something. It got caught on Sam, you know. He's stopping it from falling over, and he pushes it back up and saves the people inside. So, and when he gets up there, all the people that are up on the top watching all this happen, all this stuff unfold, they start cheering for him because, you know, he's Captain America now. I mean, this was his big superhero moment anyway. And then there's people watching, like I said, and one of the old men in there says, look, that's the Black Falcon. And another person looks over at him and corrects him and says, no, that's Captain America. But then after all of that, Sam, you know, he flies down and joins Bucky and John Walker, and Carly, you know, she's like, I can't believe you bought into all of this. And he's like, I'm just accepting it. I'm trying a new thing. And the guy that Sam was fighting earlier, he comes and he blows smoke bombs so that everybody can scatter. And so all the Flag Smashers, they go into the abandoned building, and Bucky, John, and Sam follow in, you know, and they all have to split up because they all have to go, you know, looking for all the different flag smashers. And Carly, she hears whistling and thinking that, you know, it's her people. And so she's walking through there, and Sharon comes around the corner, and, you know, it's not her people, it was Sharon. But anyway, Sharon is telling Carly to drop her weapon, and of course Carly's not doing it, and Carly tells Sharon that she's disappointed in her, and for a minute there you're like, what? You know, and but anyway, and Sharon tells Carly that she's disappointed in her too, and they start talking to each other like they're familiar with each other, because it's revealed that Sharon is the power broker. And Sharon, you know, she's all telling Carly that, you know, she can come work for her. And Carly's like, you just want us for our muscle, because, you know, Carly's the one, I mean, Carly took the super soldier serum from Sharon, you know, and Sharon needs her muscle. She needs her super soldiers, you know. That's what Sharon was doing, was trying to make more super soldiers. So, and Carly interfered and took all that from her. So, but anyway, as they're talking, that French guy, I cannot remember his name, guys. If y'all know his name, let me know. Because, I mean, I guess I should Google it and find out, because this is going to be the last time I'm talking about this show. But at this point, I don't know. But anyway, oh yeah, and let me just take a minute right here, because in a couple episodes back, I brought up the Hulk and his whole, you know, I thought that he was, you know, a super soldier gone wrong, you know, and I was trying to figure out, you know, where he lays into all of this. And so I Googled it, and what I found out was that Bruce Banner was working on super soldier serum or something like that, and it went wrong. So that's why the Hulk is the way he is. But anyways, that's I've gone down a tangent. But anyway, so back to this guy has come up, and he is wanting to be paid by Sharon, because, you know, she promised him that she would pay him, you know, I guess, what was it, 3 times, you know, what she owed him. But anyway, and he said that if you don't pay me, then I'll reveal to everybody who you are. And she's like, I don't do blackmail. So she shoots him and kills him. And Carly, I guess, shoots at Sharon. And then Sam walks up right here. And Carly tells Sam to stay back, you know, because Sam doesn't realize what he's walked in on. And but anyway, Carly and Sam, they start fighting. And Sam won't fight back. You know, he's like, I want to help you and everything. And Carly knocks him down, and she tells him to stay down, and he gets up and says no. Now, I have seen several posts on the internet, you know, on social medias, where this was his one chance to say, I could do this all day, but he didn't. That would have been really cool, but, you know, that is a Steve Rogers line, so I'm kind of glad that Sam didn't say this. But anyway, so it goes to the Flag Smashers group, and they're following thing on their app on their phone, and you know, they think they're following Carly's orders, but come to find out that it was Bucky, because he had that phone. So they've been following orders from Bucky. And anyway, they run into Bucky and John Walker, and he makes a quote about Abraham Lincoln, you know, mercy bears greater fruit than strict justice. And you know, and then Bucky reveals, you know, how he tracked them down. Anyway, they're all arrested, and it goes back to Carly and Sam, and they're fighting, and of course Sam's not really fighting back, and Carly is trying to get him to fight back, but he gets knocked down, and she picks up the gun, and she's aiming it at him, and before she has a chance to shoot, though, Sharon, she shoots her, and so she dies in Sam's arms, Carly does, and so Sam takes her and lays, you know, he comes down out of the sky holding Carly there, and he lays her on the gurney. And the government people that he just helped save start running up to him and thanking him for doing what he did and everything. In this next scene, he does it, I mean, he could say it better than I could. I'm going to risk it again. I'm going to play a little bit of the episode for you. Hold on.
Sincerely, you did your part in dealing with those terrorists, and I will do ours. Are you still going forward with resetting the borders?
Our peacekeeping troops will begin relocating people soon. The terrorists only set us back a bit.
You have to stop calling them terrorists.
What else would we call them?
Your peacekeeping troops carrying weapons are forcing millions of people into settlements around the world, right? What do you think those people are going to call you? These labels, terrorist, refugee, thug, they're often used to get around the question why.
Those settlements that happened 5 years ago, do you think it is fair for governments to have to support them?
Yes.
And the people who reappeared only to find someone else living in their family home, they just end up homeless? Look, I get it, but you have no idea how complicated this situation is.
You know what? You're right. And that's a good thing. We finally have a common struggle now. Think about that. For once, all the people who've been begging, and I mean literally begging for you, to feel how hard any given day is, now you know. How did it feel to be helpless? Now, if you could remember what it was like to be helpless and face a force so powerful it could erase half the planet, you would know that you're about to have the exact same impact. This isn't about easy decisions, Senator.
You just don't understand.
I'm a black man carrying the stars and stripes. What don't I understand?
Every time I pick this thing up,
I know there are millions of people out there who are going to hate me for it.
Even now, here.
I feel it. The stares, the judgment. And there's nothing I can do to change it. Yet I'm still here. No super serum. No blonde hair or blue eyes.
The only power I have is that I believe we can do better. We can't demand that people step up and we don't meet them halfway. You control the banks. Shit, you can move borders.
You can knock down a forest with the email. You can feed a million people with the phone call.
But the question is, who's in the room with you when you're making those decisions? Is it the people you're gonna impact? Or is it just more people like you?
I mean, this girl died trying to stop you. And no one has stopped for 1 second to ask why. You've got to do better, Senator. You've got to step up. Because if you don't, the next Carly will. And you don't want to see 2.0. People believed in her cause so much that they helped her defy the strongest governments in the world. Why do you think that is? Look, you people have just as much power as an insane god or a misguided teenager. The question you have to ask yourself is, how are you going to use it?
Anyway, I hope I can keep that in because he definitely can say it a lot better than I can. And plus, I'll have to, you know, redo a whole segment if I can't keep that in. But anyways, so after he makes that speech, and he's right. Like I said, I wish I could keep that in because everybody needs to hear that, you know. Even if y'all don't watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we all need to come together. Real world problems, man. This country, America in particular, we're so divided right now and it needs to stop. We need to learn from each other and we need to listen to each other. So, but anyways, after he makes that speech to the government, he walks off and, he's walking walking towards, Bucky, and he walks past, John Walker, and they both give each other a nod because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm Captain America now, and John Walker is acknowledging that, yeah, it should have been you all this time. But he walks up to Bucky, and Bucky makes a joke that he didn't hear a word of that because he was texting on his phone. All he heard was that, you know, a black Captain America, you know. But anyway, him and Bucky go up to Sharon, you know, she's shot, and she apologizes for what she, you know, how she had to take Carly down and everything, and someone comes up and calls for Captain America, you know, or for Cap, and Sharon says, I think they're talking to you, and he starts to walk away, and he says, I didn't forget about my promise, you know, to Sharon. But anyway, and this guy tells him that there's a flag smasher that's still in the Hudson. He's hurt bad, but he's not, you know. So anyway, Sam flies off to go get him. And, but anyway, it goes to the flag smashers, and they're all being transferred to the raft. And, you know, they're being loaded up into the truck there, and it starts driving off, and it blows up. And it pans out, and it shows Zemo's butler. He blew up the flag smashers, and it shows Zemo sitting in his jail cell, listening to that on the news, and that's that. So I mean, I guess, you know, Zemo, he's wanted to eradicate all of the super soldiers, and he succeeded. But anyway, and then it goes to the Valerie Fontaine. I'm going to call her Val, y'all, because don't ask me to repeat all of her names. But anyway, it goes to her, and she is with John Walker's wife, and they're sitting waiting for him to try on his new suit. And he comes out, and of course, and he's wearing the same suit, except for it's black. And Val, you know, she says, we don't need a Captain America. We're going to need something different, you know, because things are fixing to get weird. We're going to need a U.S. agent. So, I don't know much about the comics. All I know is that the U.S. agent, I'm not sure. This makes me a little nervous and a little, I don't know, maybe a little curious. But anyway, so that's the end of his arc in this show. So, but anyway, I hope that will stop all the hate on Wyatt Russell from social media fans and stuff, because he doesn't deserve that hate. And I hope this episode helped settle that down. But anyway, it goes to the next scene, and it's of Bucky, and he is going to talk to that little old man that was in the first episode with him about his son. And of course, he tells him that his son was murdered, and that he murdered him. And it's a really hard scene to watch. It made me cry the first time I watched it. But you also know that Bucky is getting his closure and his peace, and the old man is getting his closure and peace too. So it's bittersweet. It's a good scene, and it's also a bad scene. But after he confesses to the little old man, he goes to his therapist, and he left her the book, you know, that he wrote down names, he had crossed out off all the names, and he left her a note saying, thank you for all that you did for me. And then it shows him walking past the little diner that him and the little old man used to eat at, I guess. And he stands there for a minute in the window, and he walks away. I mean, because, you know, he's at peace, and so is the little old man, you know. So it goes to Sam, and he's gone to visit Isaiah Bradley. And he's standing at the door, and Isaiah Bradley's grandson answers the door. And she's like, yay, Black Falcon and all this. And and Isaiah Bradley walks up behind and says, he ain't the Black Falcon anymore, but he's still black. But anyway, they go to the backyard, and they're talking, and Isaiah Bradley's like, you must have done something right, because, you know, the GRC is going to make good on their promises. And he points out that, you know, you are special, but he's like, but you ain't, you know, Martin Luther King or you know, anybody like that, but you're still special. And he says to him, you know, like, so you're going to be Captain America now? And Sam's like, yeah. You know, and Isaiah Bradley, he says that, you know, the fight you're taking on, it ain't gonna be easy. But Sam says, well, you know, I know what people did in sacrifice before me. And he's like, I'm not, you know, we built this place, you know, and I'm not gonna let anybody tell me I can't fight for it. And then Isaiah Bradley's like, oh, well, I almost bought that and everything. And anyway, Sam tells him to go get cleaned up because there's something he wants to show him. And so it goes to the next scene, and they're in the Captain America Museum at the Smithsonian. And they're walking through Steve Rogers' area, and then they go to a new area, and it has everything about Isaiah Bradley in the museum. And Sam tells him that now they'll never forget what you did for this country. And Isaiah Bradley gives Sam a hug right there, and it's a very touching scene. And it's really I'm glad he needed to be remembered. He needs to be honored for what he did. But anyway, so it goes to the next scene, and it's back in Louisiana, and they're all having a cookout and celebrating, probably because the government stepped in and helped, Sam's family and everything. And, you know, Bucky's there, and everybody's there, and they're just having a good time. And it shows Sam, and he's standing there looking out into the water, and Bucky walks up behind him, and it fades to black. But just before the ending credits start rolling, the title card changes. It goes from The Falcon and the Winter Soldier to Captain America and the Winter Soldier. And it goes to the ending credits. And don't worry, I know about the post-credit scene. So it goes to that scene, and it's Sharon Carter, and she is getting her pardon that Sam promised her. She walks out of the courtroom after that, and she calls someone on the phone, and she's telling them that they will have access to Stark Tech at their fingertips. So, you know, whatever happened with, you know, the power broker, with, you know, losing the super soldier serum and all that, they're fixing to get more access to more things. It's not going to be a total loss. So, but that's how that ends. And that's how our show ended. And it was a good show. I mean, I loved it. I'm going to miss talking about this show every week. But like I said, I mean, it feels like it's wrapped up. So I'm going to be satisfied with it if this is the end. But, you know, if they come up with a season 2, I'm going to watch that too. And I'm going to be covering it on this podcast. So, but I've got some news that I'm going to share in the news segment, so y'all stay tuned for that. But first, stay tuned for trivia. So, a couple of pieces of trivia. Number one, when Bucky tells Carly all he's ever tried to do was fight for something bigger than himself and failed twice, he is referring to World War II in Captain America the First Adventure in 2011 and fighting to save the Earth in Avengers Infinity War in 2018. And number two, when Sharon Carter shows up at the GRC siege, she is wearing an electrical face mask. This kind of mask was first used by Black Widow in Captain America the Winter Soldier in 2014, but they became a major story device in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 2013 TV show. So yeah, that's some pretty interesting trivia, and that's all the trivia I have, so y'all stay tuned for the big news that I have. So, y'all probably have most likely already heard this news, but if you haven't, the Hollywood Reporter reported that a Captain America 4 is in the works with Falcon the Winter Soldier showrunner Malcolm Spellman. Spellman will pen the script with Dahlan Muson, a staff writer on the Disney Plus Marvel series. So, yeah, we're getting a Captain America Part 4. And I'm looking really forward to that because I loved this show and I want to see more. So anyways, that's all the news. And I have one piece of feedback, so y'all stay tuned for that. So the one piece of feedback I have is from Robin, and she says that It was so good. I love how Sam flew in and made a grand entrance. It was so sad when Bucky told that old man he was the one that killed his son. But I also love Sam's speech. We do need to come together. We are all different, but we love this country the same. And yes, that's all the listener feedback I have. If y'all want to leave me listener feedback for any of my shows, and again, I have a poll on my Facebook group. The options are Cobra Kai, WandaVision, and The Mandalorian. So, but anyway, and you have till Friday to get your vote in. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Like I said, I enjoyed covering this show, and I'm really going to miss it, but there's going to be more fun stuff to come. So, in the meantime, y'all keep having fun. Because...